Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Chris Paul will throw it in right sideline on the hash mark. He gets the basketball, looking to throw it in. Looking, gets it into Steph. 3 seconds left with Washington in his face. Off the Paul to beat the buzzers. Klay Thompson from the corner, and he missed it. Off the front rim, well defended by Dallas, and the Mavericks win 108-106. Welcome back to the State Farm postgame show as the Warriors lose this one 108-106 to the Dallas Mavericks. A tough loss here for the Warriors. State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. You'll get coverage that meets your needs at a price that fits your budget. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So the six-game winning streak is over as the Warriors lose by two. The Mavericks have now won 13 of 15, one of those two losses coming to Golden State. During this 15-game stretch, they have not lost at home. They're now 24 and 15 at home, 23 and 15 on the road, and 47 and 30 overall. The Warriors, this is a game that you knew was going to be tough. Even though the Mavericks didn't have Luka Doncic, the Warriors didn't have Andrew Wiggins or Jonathan Kuminga. That certainly put them behind the eight ball, and they got behind the eight ball pretty quickly in this game, down 29-13. You got to really credit the Warriors for fighting back in this one on the back end of a back-to-back. Now we shall say that Dallas also played last night, so no rest advantage for the Mavericks, though they didn't have to travel. That being said, not a huge travel night from Houston to Dallas for Golden State. It was about an hour and 10-minute flight that the Warriors embarked upon last night after the 23-point win over the Rockets. But they dug their heels in and really credit them late, because they could have let go of the rope down 10 with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was 98-88, but they kept their wits about them, hung around this game, came all the way back to tie it up on that left baseline deuce from Stephen Curry from 17 feet. They hung tough. This Dallas team is as good as anybody in the NBA right now, and Dallas just had a little too much down the stretch. P.J. Washington was awesome tonight, a game-high 32 points, and he provided the game winner right at the rim with a layup with 4.5 seconds to go. And then the Warriors, that last possession was really, really rushed from Golden State. They didn't quite get into anything. And even if Klay Thompson hit the three, I'm not sure he got it off in time. It was very close to 0.0 when he let it go. He didn't really have his feet underneath him. He just had to fling one up. They did a good job of making it tough on Curry on the catch. They threw two defenders at him, and he tried to dribble out of a scramble. They got it to Klay, but did not have a good look there at the end. And as a result, the Warriors dropped this one 108-106. Let's take a look at our upcoming broadcast presented by Ticketmaster. The Warriors are back home Sunday night against the Utah Jazz, 5 p.m. on the air, 5:30 tip time. That is Fan Night presented by Adobe. That'll be Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call for you. Then the Warriors go back on the road, 6:30 on the air, 7 p.m. tip time here on 95.7 The Game as they take on the L.A. Lakers Tuesday night. I'll be on this upcoming road trip as well, filling in for Tim Roy. 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time Thursday in Portland as well against the Trailblazers on April 11th. Then they're back home for their final two games of the regular season. First, it's the back end of a back-to-back against the Pelly Pels of New Orleans. Friday, April 12th, 6:30 airtime, 7 p.m. tip time with Tim and Tom on the call on 95.7. That is Autism Acceptance Night presented by NBC Sports. And the regular season finale, 12:30 p.m., 12 p.m. airtime, 12:30 tip time. Tim and Tom on the call on 95.7 The Game. That is the regular season finale presented by Chase Freedom. So with the loss, the Warriors are 42-35, and they are two games back of both Sacramento and L.A. for 8th and 9th. So they got to make up two games, really three games on Sacramento, because the Kings have the tiebreaker via better division record. And they can get the tiebreaker with L.A., but they're going to have to win the game on Tuesday at the Crypt to do that. So it's going to be tough with this loss to get to eighth. They could get to ninth for sure if they win Tuesday against the Lakers. That would give them the tiebreaker against the Lakers, and it would pull them to within a game. I mean, depending on what happens in between then, there's still a game to play for these teams before they face off Tuesday night in SoCal. So that's what's coming up for Golden State. It's going to be tough to get into the top eight. Ninth is still a possibility. I mean, eighth is still a possibility. Just more things need to go right now that they've lost this game. They could have drawn to within a game of both Sacramento and L.A. if they were able to pull this one off, but couldn't quite do so. Well, the Dubs tonight made 12 three-pointers, which means $6,000 will be donated to the Warriors Community Foundation, benefiting education-focused nonprofits in the Bay Area as part of the Free Throws for Futures program presented. I just read the wrong promo. Presented by the PG&E Corporation Foundation. Visit warriors.com/free throws to learn more. I apologize, my eyes just mistracked there. But I'll give you that promo as well. They made 12 free throws, which does mean $6,000. That's convenient. And again, that will be donated to the Warriors Community Foundation for Free Throws for Futures program, powered by the PG&E Corporation Foundation. The Dubs did also make 12 three-pointers, which means $6,000 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program presented by Salesforce. Visit warriors.com/kids for more information. Thank you, Salesforce, and all participating sponsors. The Warriors lose this one 108-106.